In an audio speech broadcasted on Al Hadas Channel TV Monday night, Rapid Support Forces Commander Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo said he is committed to restore peace and stability in Sudan. Dagalo says the RSF was forced to engage in what he describes as unnecessary war, which has impacted citizens and destroyed the country's institutions. He says his group will continue to search for peace and stability in order to fulfill the aspirations of the Sudanese citizens.
We have vowed to ourselves and to our people that we will win this battle to achieve their aspirations of revolution through the sacrifice of many young people, refugees and IDPs. We will not cut the way short towards achieving a win against marginalization. It is either we win the battle for our people or we die as matters defending our country.
Dagalo served as the deputy chairman of Sovereign Council before he disagreed with military leader Abdel Fattah al-Burhan over the integration of RSF forces into the Sudan Armed Forces. The two groups have been fighting each other since April 15th. Dagalo repeated his commitment to end war and reintegrate all armed forces into one unified and professional army. He stressed that his forces will continue to choose peace over war.
No victory shall provoke us under any circumstances than to accept the choice of reaching a comprehensive political settlement to end the historic root causes of the problems in Sudan. The same hands of our forces that are holding guns today are capable of holding olive branches if the nobles within the Sudan Armed Forces take the responsibility to take sides with the people.
He's speaking to this program via a messaging application from Khartoum. Sudanese Army spokesperson Nabil Abdullah downplayed Dagalo's statement, saying his speech does not reflect the acts of his forces on the ground. Abdullah accuses the RSF of carrying out attacks on civilians and their property.
There has been an organized looting and theft by the RSF. How can he start talking about achieving democracy in the country after allowing their forces to do these violations? Such groups cannot bring democracy as long as they continue to commit crimes against civilians.
Abdullah says the Sudanese people no longer trust the RSF. Suleyma Ishaq Al-Khalifa heads the department in charge of combating violence against women at Sudan's Ministry of Social Welfare. She said last week that her office identified 42 cases of rape in Khartoum, 25 in Niala, and 21 in Al Janina, all committed by the RSF.
Actually, one of the mechanisms of the RSF is when they want to evacuate places, people out of their houses, they actually use sexual violence or the threat of sexual violence.
RSF has repeatedly denied allegations of sexual violence committed by his fighters in Khartoum and Omdurman. Delegates from the Sudan Armed Forces and the RSF are in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, for possible ceasefire talks. Sudanese military commander Al-Burhan has repeatedly said that the army will not engage in any talks with the RSF before they vacate hospitals, houses of civilians. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Juba.